in this bulletin. More fallout from the Optus 000 scandal, with the opposition accusing the government of not telling the truth. New research shows women are genetically more likely to get depressed than men. And in cricket, multiple reports that Australian captain Pat Cummins will not be fit for the start of the Ashes. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Vosti. The federal opposition has accused Communications Minister Annika Wells of misleading Parliament after an email Optus sent during last month's 000 outage was tabled in Senate estimates. The outage, affecting hundreds of calls, occurred on the 18th of September. Ms. Wells has maintained that neither she nor her office were informed until more than 24 hours later. However, opposition communications spokeswoman Melissa McIntosh says the email shows that's not true.
The minister's office received notification on the Thursday. The minister stood up in Parliament yesterday and told the Australian people she did not find out and her office did not find out until Friday. The minister has misled the Parliament. She has misled the Australian public, and it is clear and plain to see in this email as revealed by Senate estimates.
Departmental officials have also told Senate estimates they were unaware that the outage was serious because Optus failed to flag the extent of the problem and also sent the notification of it to the wrong email address. Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong says an upgraded partnership between Australia and Singapore will see more collaboration between the two countries in the areas of cyberspace and artificial intelligence. Mr. Wong has joined Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra to offer more details about the enhanced partnership between the two countries in defence, technology and the green economy. He says Australia and Singapore share a common strategic perspective that is built on trust.
Singapore will continue to support Australia's efforts to deepen its engagement with Southeast Asia. And we will cooperate under a new third country training program to deliver capacity building programs for Southeast Asian countries, including what will soon be ASEAN's newest member, Timor-Leste. All in all, we have a full and ambitious agenda ahead of us.
Israel has deported seven Australians who were part of an international aid flotilla en route to Gaza. The Global Samud flotilla was intercepted in international waters by Israel's military last week. Australian consular staff in Jordan are assisting Australians with their return home. Julie Webb-Pullman has told SBS she is glad her daughter, Bianca Webb-Pullman, one of the flotilla protesters, is in a good condition.
I was just so relieved. I was very concerned about what sort of condition they might be in. Having not eaten, she'd been on a hunger strike along with many of them. The water that they had access to was contaminated. So she was, you know, nauseous and sick and all that sort of thing. She says she's fine. I think they're just all so glad to be out.
The federal government has introduced a bill to allow Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to be designated as a terrorist organisation. The bill follows assessments from ASIO that the Corps directed at least two attacks targeting the Australian Jewish community. Attorney General Michelle Rowland says the new law will strengthen Australia's counter-terrorism framework.
The bill will allow a foreign state entity to be listed as a state sponsor of terrorism, where they have directly or indirectly engaged in or otherwise supported or advocated for the doing of terrorist acts targeted at Australia. The consideration of the listing of particular entities under this framework sits separately to the Parliament's consideration of this bill and will be appropriately considered by the responsible minister following passage.
New South Wales Police are now investigating an alleged data breach at Western Sydney University after students and alumni complained online that they received emails saying their degrees weren't accredited. In a statement to SBS Chinese, a university spokesperson says the incident has been reported to the police and it's unable to make any further comment. Eva Chen is a recent graduate of Western Sydney University. She says the email is clearly fraudulent.
There were no links in the email. So I wondered what their intention was. Maybe they would follow up with a phone call or something. But since there were no links or requests for personal details, I was confident it was a scam.
This isn't the first data breach at the university in recent times. Groundbreaking research by Australian scientists has found women carry greater genetic risk of major depression than men. The research analysed the DNA of about 130,000 females and almost 65,000 males diagnosed with major depression in Australia, Europe, the UK and the US. It found females have almost twice as many genetic red flags as males regarding major depression, while the two different sexes also demonstrate different symptoms of the problem. Dr. Jodie Thomas from QIMR Berghofer says the findings can help medical professionals explore treatments and diagnosis around depression.
Traditionally, health research or medical research has really focused more on males, and that's left a significant gap in our understanding of female health. And so this research, we think, is really important because we've focused on sex. We've treated females and males separately in our analyses. And that's really helpful because it increases our knowledge around female depression, but it also increases our knowledge around male depression.
In cricket, multiple reports have Australian captain Pat Cummins missing at least the first test match of the forthcoming Ashes series against England. Cummins has a back injury and talk about whether he will be ready for the start of the all-important series against England on the 21st of November has dominated Australian cricket in recent weeks. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting Cummins had scans last week, which showed his back is healing, but not fast enough for him to bowl until the final few weeks of the year, which puts into doubt whether he'll play in the Ashes at all. The Herald Sun is reporting Cummins needs between 4 and 6 weeks of preparation time to play. Steve Smith would likely replace Cummins as captain, and Scott Boland would likely replace him in the team. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.